This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a nightcap. It's designed to tip at 9 p.m. local time. We both know it's going to be later than that.
Yeah, for sure.
It is the biggest upset people have been talking about, the 5-12 Michigan-San Diego. Do you think that is the upset of the day, or is Michigan going to take control of business?
Yeah, I don't really understand why everybody is against Michigan in this one. They're playing great basketball. They just won the Big Ten tournament. I like Michigan in this one. I understand that some of the analytics like UC San Diego, but I'm going to go with Michigan in this one. I'm going to zig when everybody is zagging. I feel like maybe people are down on the Big Ten. They said the same thing earlier today about Purdue. They said that Purdue was going to be that team, and they ended up being wrong, I think, when it comes to that. So, yeah, I'm going to ride with Michigan on this one. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Sam Snelling, who covers the Missouri Tigers. They got a matchup coming up later today against the Drake Bulldogs. Sam, appreciate you popping on the show today. As always, man, let's start with this. I'm looking at this from a Missouri fan. What is it that concerns you the most about Drake heading into the 6-11 matchup?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, conventional wisdom is going to say that, you know, that the pace that Drake plays with is going to be a concern, because they're so patient. You know, they're patient offensively. You know, they stay in front of you on defense. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, Missouri is going to be trying to take advantage of is, you know, Drake is not a particularly, you know, big team. They're not a team you know, protects the rim very well. So I think Missouri is really going to focus on trying to drive the ball. And I also think, like, you know, one of the things that, and again, kind of talking about tropes, you know, Missouri has a reputation of a team that wants to play fast. And certainly they're a team that likes to hit an early clock, you know, action and, you know, run off turnovers. You know, but Dennis Gates, like, they don't really play at a super fast pace, you know, for most of the game. They're very patient on offense, and they're, you know, they're not afraid to go deep into the shot clock. You know, so I think, like, that's just the style of offense that you know, Gates plays in the half court. So I think it's one of those things that could maybe play to their advantage, the fact that they are comfortable, you know, playing at a slower pace. And the main thing is, I think what they're going to do is look to get to the rim. Now, what Drake does well that you know, is, you know, going to cause problems is they take care of the ball. And they do force turnovers. So it's one of those things where, you know, if Missouri comes out, plays the way that they're capable of playing, shoots the ball at a reasonable clip, and takes care of the basketball, like, I think this is a game where they should win, you know, like, comfortably. You know, but the thing that makes Drake so good is they don't always allow you to do those things.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Snelling of Rock M Nation, a go-to website if you're a Missouri Tigers fan, getting you ready for their matchup coming up later today. That's the thing that worries me in this game, is it is the definition of styles make fights. Missouri wants to run. Missouri wants to increase possessions, where Drake plays the exact opposite. They want to take away possessions. They were dead last in offensive tempo. It feels to me as simple as whichever team can control the style of the fight is ultimately the team that's going to win later today.
Well, and I think, like, that's kind of the thing, is I think that the more important factor that you're you know, probably going to be keeping track of if you're a Missouri fan is, you know, like, what kind of shots is Missouri taking? Are they able to generate, you know, closer in looks? Are they able to get, you know, paint attacks? And are they able to kind of get guys like Anthony Robinson and Tony Perkins and Tamar Bates and certainly Mark Mitchell going in and around the rim? You know, certainly Drake, you know, their focus is going to be on, you know, extending the shot clock, where, you know, Missouri, again, like Missouri does want to play fast in cases, but, you know, like they're if they're going to get a turnover, they're going to push the pace. If they're going to, you know, get a rebound, they're going to look to attack early, you know. But if Drake gets back on defense, like, you know, like they're not going to like force something that isn't there. And I think the main thing is, you know, is Missouri able to attack the paint more so than like when is Missouri able to, you know, to kind of generate their shots? And I think if they're able to attack the paint, if they're able to kind of get, you know, in and around the basket, then I think they're going to have success offensively.
As someone who just loves good basketball, I'm really excited for the point guard matchup today. Maybe it's because I have followed Bennett Sturt's game so closely, him playing high school basketball here in the city, and I've been watching him for the last handful of years, and also tracking Anthony Robinson through the AAU circuit and Nike EYBL, and now getting a chance to see those two guys go at it later today. Also, Tony Perkins, you throw him in the mix, a guy who's an experienced point guard. I think the point guard matchup on both sides is going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, you know, one of the bigger keys for Missouri is you know, what are they able to do, you know, with Sturts, and are they able to kind of slow him down, particularly in those pick and rolls? You know, it's one of those things that that Drake is really, really good at, is you know, their approach to their approach offensively is obviously, you know, to play with a slower pace, but they're really, really good in the pick and roll. And getting Sturts, and not just Sturts, but also, you know, running like go screens with Muscari, and, you know, and getting him, you know, good clean looks. You know, that's going to be a big challenge for Missouri, is how are they going to handle ball screens? Because, you know, the Bulldogs are incredibly skilled at reading ball screens, and they're really, really good when you trap ball screens. And so Missouri's tried a variety of coverages. I'm curious to see kind of like their approach, and if they, you know, just switch them, or if they blitz them, or if they, you know, try to go drop coverage or whatever. But, you know, but Sturts is certainly a guy that they're going to have to be acutely in tune to in the half court.
Right now we're talking to Sam Snelling, who covers the Missouri Tigers, one of the top analysts when it comes to breaking down college basketball. He works for Rock M Nation, getting you ready for Missouri's game coming up later today against the Drake Bulldogs. Who do you see as potentially being an X factor for Missouri? I like the size and length of Trent Pierce. He struggled a little bit in the second half of the season, but this feels like a matchup that he could potentially exploit.
Well, yeah, Trent is a guy that I think is always going to be a tough matchup, just because, you know, like there aren't very many 6'10 wings out there, and that's really what he is. You know, he's a 3-and-D kind of floor spacer. He's not afraid to attack off the bounce. But of the guys that I'm like most curious to see, sort of, you know, how they play and what they do, is probably Bates. You know, he's a KCK kid. Playing close to home, you know, but he was really kind of struggling, you know, down the stretch of the season. But those last two games in the SEC tournament, it's like he sort of rekindled what had been missing. When Tamar Bates is playing well, like Missouri is one of the most difficult teams to beat, because not only do you have Mitchell, not only do you have basically a pick'em of, you know, who's going to play well in Perkins or Robinson, but having that you know, kind of scoring wing type in Bates, and he just unlocks so many things and really forces defenses to pay attention to you know, how he drives the basketball, how he's able to sort of generate shots around the rim. And then, of course, that opens, you know, a lot of lanes for shooters like, you know, like Caleb Grill, Jacob Cruz. So if we're kind of, you know, being in tune, like I would really pay attention to Tamar and sort of what kind of, you know, play Tamar can provide the Tigers.
Sam, it sounds to me like you're picking Missouri to win tonight. I'm picking Missouri to win tonight as well. I am worried about this game. Don't get me wrong. I think that Drake is the best mid-major basketball team in the country, but I think the depth of Missouri, I think the size down low with Mark Mitchell, I think Missouri just has too many things to beat Drake in a couple of different ways, where I think Drake can only really beat Missouri in one way. Drake has to beat Missouri in a low-scoring game that's played in the 60s. I trust Missouri's ability to get this game played into maybe the 70s or the 80s, and I'm just not sure if Drake can keep up at that pace.
Well, see, that, as you know, I do like my analytics. There's a reason that Missouri is a 7-10 chance to win this game. You know, they're a better basketball team. The SEC is a really, really great league this year. I am picking, Missouri to win this game. I think you do have to give credit to Drake for what they're able to do. But Missouri proved game after game after game all year long that they're one of the 20 best teams in the country. They played in the best league. They did have some struggles down the stretch, but they were losing to high level tournament teams or teams that are in the tournament on the road. They lost to a 1 seed, a 3 seed. They lost to an 8 seed and a 10 seed on the road. I think when you get into the tournament environment and you get into this neutral court, I think Missouri just has a better team, and the better team most of the time wins. That's why they're a 7-10 chance to win. It's the tournament, so things can always go haywire. Things can always get weird, and I think it's possible that Drake beats Missouri. Like, I don't think this is a game that Missouri's going to win by 20. But I do think that there are, like, a lot of national people who are picking Drake, and not really paying attention to, how good Missouri has been all season. And one of the things that makes them so good is that they've been consistently great on offense. And when the defense shows up, they've just been, like one of the more unbeatable teams in the country. And that should take you at least out of the first round, make life tough for whoever it is in the second round, potentially getting to a Sweet 16. So I really like the Tigers' draw. It is a tournament. Anything can happen, but I think they pull this out.
That is my guy, Sam Snelling, joining us on the show today. Sam, I appreciate you, man.
See that? Let's talk soon.